are listening to WRIU Kingston. It is 10 a.m.
From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. In 1933, Hungarian explorer Laszlo Amasi set out across the Sahara in search of a legendary lost city. What he discovered was far more magical, and at first, completely unbelievable. In a remote ravine, Amasi found a shallow cave. Inside, he saw cave paintings of human figures with outstretched arms and legs. They appeared to be flying, but no, Amasi realized they were swimming in the Sahara. Other cave paintings showed antelope, giraffe, elephants, and lions alongside more human figures. Amasi realized they depicted a Sahara of grasslands with abundant water. His theories were met with skepticism, but sparked further investigation, and geologic studies eventually proved him right. Those cave paintings dated from what's now called the African Humid Period, which lasted from the end of the last ice age until 5,000 years ago. It was caused by 1,000 years of African monsoons, brought on by changes in the wobble of Earth's axis. These green the Sahara and form vast lakes. More than 150 excavations uncovered the remains of aquatic species like hippos, crocodiles, and more than 30 types of fish. Further investigation showed the Sahara has alternated between desert and wet grasslands every 20,000 years or so for hundreds of thousands of years. I'm Scott Tinker.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more Earth Date stories at earthdate.org.
Good morning. It's 10:01 a.m. and you are listening to WRIU Kingston 90.3 on your FM dial, a broadcast service of the University of Rhode Island, and you are listening to Divertimento, the classical music show that plays diverse music on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. And shortly, we'll be having the pleasure of having Alan Lawton being your DJ for the day on this switch day. He usually does Mondays. He's going to be on Tuesday to this today, and part of Radiothon. Lots to come, so please stay tuned. And we're going to open up the show with a Bach suite, the Bach suite number 2, performed by James Galway. And the, what symphony is playing with this? With the small continuo, with harpsichord, cello continuo, and it's going to be, and violin. It's going to be a lovely performance. Listening to Bach suite number 2. Here on WRIU Kingston. Thank you.
Johann Sebastian Bach to start things off with here on WRIU in Kingston. That was his suite number 2 in B minor, BWV 1067, featuring James Garway, flutist. And this comes from a BMG recording featuring James Garway. And Johann Sebastian Bach had a birthday a few days back on March the 21st. A little more Bach coming up later on in the programming here on WRU in Kingston. Thanks to Dave for starting it out. In case you were wondering, the personal matters I had to take care of with my car decided to take a little vacation. So a nudge to pay attention to warning signs and stuff. I heard something. I felt something. Something said, this doesn't sound right. I should have it checked out. And boy, am I glad I did. I was able. Well, the first time, actually, my car decided to make 2 visits to the mechanic. He's a good mechanic. He takes care of my car. So, but anyway, one time needed a tow. The other time did not. But fortunately, in both cases, the mechanic diagnosed it and fixed it and brought it in actually under what the original estimate was. So a shout out to all those in the trades working on cars. They keep us moving. Thank you. And moving right along here on WRU in Kingston, the clock on the rope claims it to be 10:24. And well, because of the car trouble, that caused me to stay home last Monday. An archive was queued up. August and March, that was the archive that was available. That was the archive that got queued up. But anyway, Dave and I were able to swap yesterday, so you heard his wonderful offering of the Rhythmatum brunch yesterday, and I am in today. And here we all are once again, keeping classical music going here on WRAU Kingston. And keeping the tradition of college radio alive. All due respect to commercial radio stations, I certainly listen to a lot of those myself. But they do have constraints. They do have playlists they have to follow. They do have program directors that put the playlist in front of them and you play this song, you play this commercial, you play this song, you play this commercial. And I've said before, we're college radio, we're non-commercial, you do not have to hear us talking about your credit is good or call it now for the latest and gold-plated turnip twaddlers or things like that. We are non-commercial, so if I want to play a little bit of semi-classical, which is up next with the Welsh triple harp or some Irish harp music or some Bach or, as I've done previously, some modern arrangements of music like Emerson, Lake and Palmer's arrangements of Aaron Copland, along with the traditional, we can do it because it's college radio and it's a great community service. And this is our Radiothon week, and we thank you for your pledge of support. The phone numbers here are locally 792-9030 and toll free 1-888-303-9748. And also online, if you're at work, if you can't call in right now, that's okay. You can pledge online 24/7 the whole week. There is a tab on the website which will take you as the same thing with last year, that will take you to the URI Foundation's website. And they are partnering with us to help do all the processing and paperwork. And as long as you tell them this donation is for the Radiothon, we will get credit and they will do the paperwork. And more on that coming up. But Dave is here ready to take your phone calls. And if you want to talk to me, you can do that too when the music starts, because we do have to juggle things a little bit. Up next, I played some of this last week. No, 2 weeks ago, the last time I was here. Some Welsh music. March 1st was St. David's Day, the patron saint of Wales. He often gets overlooked because of St. Patrick. But you look at Welsh history and see how that's related to the rest of the United Kingdom. There's quite an interesting story. And this CD featuring Cheryl Ann Fulton playing the Welsh triple harp is a fine and wonderful thing to listen to. And actually, I have two friends who do play the harp. One professionally in an orchestra, the other just locally and does lessons and stuff. But you support the local arts. And here's Cheryl Ann Fulton on WRU in Kingston.
Thank you.
Sherilyn Fulton on the Welsh triple harp here on WRVU in Kingston. This comes from a CD called The Heirs of Wales. Sherilyn Fulton plays the Welsh triple harp. There's a picture of her with it, and the liner notes inside describe the mechanics of how a Welsh triple harp differentiates from the regular harp. You can look it up yourself. I'm not going to spend time talking about that now. But anyway, it's a very nice one. And oh, by the way, on the Conch International Classics label. Celtic music, by the way. You can hear all kinds of folk music during the folk programming on from 6 to 9 evenings here on WRIU in Kingston. The two pieces that we heard here were called The Flowers of Festiniog and The Flowers of the West. And look around. Flowers are up. Spring is here. Crocuses are up. A couple of my neighbors have the daffodils up already. Well, they've got a sunny exposure, so the sun hits the stone foundation of which they are planted, so they get the benefit of lots of sunshine, so daffodils are up already. Also, the daffodil is the national flower of Wales. Well, there's a tie-in to that. Now, last Monday was St. Patrick's Day, and I was not here, of course, because my car, and anyway, enough of the car. It runs. I got my jolly self here. Give thanks for that. But anyway, last week was St. Patrick's Day, so a little Irish music now is up next, courtesy of Patrick Ball. And he plays the Celtic harp, and once again, in the liner notes, he talks about the difference between the two. Modern harps are usually gut strings or nylon strings or things like that. The traditional Celtic harp had steel strings, which required a little different playing technique, but it produced a much brighter and louder, more resonant sound, too. And I saw him in concert some years ago, and that's where I got this CD from. So we shall hear a few selections from here. All of this music originally written by the famous blind Irish composer Tirlo O'Carillon. A little more help music, this time from Ireland, here on WRIU in Kingston. Thank you.
Thank you.
Patrick Ball playing the Celtic Cop here on WRIU in Kingston. I saw him a number of years ago. As I mentioned earlier, this is the Sonic Salad Bar, if you will. All kinds of music here on WRIU. And some of you, I know, depending on your particular preferences, just listen to one type of music. Some listen to a great variety of music. That's wonderful. That is diversity. And side note, diversity is still a description of having a variety of choices. Not going to go into all the current about diversity. Yeah, I redacted that. That's going on with diversity in the news. Not going to go there. Plenty of other pundits can slice and dice that. I'm simply saying University of Rhode Island, in its official press releases, does talk about diversity and serving all types of groups and all types of music here. So you look at our schedule, we've got folk, we've got rock, we've got jazz, we've got classical, we've got blues, and of course we've got Rhode Ram Sports. And within each individual show, look at the diversity. We've got swing time, big band stuff at Bill on Monday. Gordon has a wonderful blend of lots of modern jazz here. We have a performer, Tish Adams, who holds down a Thursday show. And look at classical here. David across in the seat next to me is involved with music museum concert series. He's involved with music, performing and coaching and such. And we've had other DJs who've also been on the music faculty of WRU, and we have people who know musicians and want to support the local arts. So there is a great diversity here at college radio, much more so than commercial radio can afford. And I said, all due respect to commercial radio, that's their thing. But the diversity of college radio, where we can play all kinds of music and not worry so much about radios and listenerships and squeezing in commercials for gold-plated turnip twaddlers, which, as you know, is a favorite of mine, because if you look up the Bloom County comic strip, that was one of the favorite things that Opus the Penguin would say. You can look it up if you're not sure. But anyway, diversity, all kinds of music, the Sonic Salad Bar, here on WRIU in Kingston. So we thank you for your support of WRIU in general. And we thank you right now for supporting classical music here on WRIU in Kingston, where we can play all kinds of things. If you tune in and listen to Dave on his show, his brunch offerings, he covered literally 1,000 years of music. That's awesome. That's great. I learned so much listening to that, because there's music I have not heard before. When I first started listening to WRU a number of years ago, one of our Thursday DJs, Bill Boggs, who's probably no longer with us, I'm not sure, but he played early music. That's where I first heard of Hildegard von Bingen. He played modern music. That's where I first heard of Todd Machover, amongst others. It was amazing. And I like to continue that tradition here with all kinds of classical music here on WRIU in Kingston. And that's why once a year we have our Radiothon fundraiser. And you can call us locally. David is standing by with the phones. And you can call us locally at 401-792-9030. And you can also go online. There is a link on our website, WRIU.org. There is a Radiothon link that will take you to the URI Foundation, who is assisting us with the Radiothon. And the form spells out all that you need to do, and you can pledge by credit card there. If you call in here, we can take your information if you say you're going to be pledging by check. And we do have tickets for Music on the Hill series in East Greenwich and Cranston and Warwick. We do have tickets for the Chorus of Westerlies spring concert on May 3rd. And we do have concerts for the April 13th concert featuring the music of Heinrich Franz Ignaz von Bieber, a great Baroque composer, made available by Museum Concerts, that will be held in Providence. Call us for more information about that, 792-9030. In the meantime, it approaches 11 o'clock, so it is a good time to remind you that you are listening to WRIU Kingston 90.3 FM. And, diversity, music, instrumentation, that's what I started off with, because I was talking about Cheryl Ann Fulton and the Welch triple harp, and all that's a little different from the traditional concert harp that you might see. And Patrick Ball playing the Celtic harp here in the liner notes makes note that his harp has steel strings, which requires a little different playing technique and produces a brighter, more resonant sound than the modern harps that have like gut or nylon strings. And this CD here, it came out on Fortuna Records back in 1983, features the music of the blind composer Turlough O'Carillon, who was the 18th century, I think, who composed a lot of music and is one of the icons of Celtic music history. So we heard four selections from that. And some of them list a little bit of his own life. Carillon's quarrel with the landlady. Carillon's receipt for drinking. Carillon's welcome. And Carillon's farewell to music. At the end of his life, he realized he could not perform much more. So he wrote a few more tunes in commemoration of that. Irish music, because last Monday was St. Patrick's Day. And getting her up. But then again, ethnic music like that, you can listen to it any time of year. Obviously, we celebrate the Welsh on March 1st. We celebrate the Irish on March 17th. But you can listen to it any time of year. Step up to the Sonic Salad Bar and fill up your plate full of tasty goodness. And make a stop at WRU Kingston 90.3 FM in the course of your travels. You are listening to WRIU Kingston 90.3 FM, a broadcast service of the University of Rhode Island. Visit our website at WRIU.org and visit URI's website at URI.edu. Once again, WRIU.org has a tab you can click on to get you to the Radiothon online promotion. You can donate anytime online, because obviously maybe you're at work, maybe you're in the car, which you need to pay attention to your driving. And if you do want to call and talk to one of us live people, I'm here, David is here, and the number is 792-9030. Up next, music with an Irish tie-in and also a female composer, because March is Women's History Month. So next we'll be hearing the music of Augusta Holmes, who lived between 1847 and 1903. And in the midst of all the patriarchy where male composers and performers held sway, there were a few females who really made a name for themselves, and Augusta Holmes was one of them. In fact, the composer Camille Saint-Saëns said that, like children, women have no idea of obstacles, and their willpower breaks all barriers. Mademoiselle Holmes is a woman, but also an extremist, because she knew she had power and she wasn't to be constrained. She was born in 1847 into an Anglo-Irish family. There's the Irish connection. They had settled in France. And the liner notes on this Marco Polo CD say, "The fairies were particularly generous. She was beautiful, of superior intelligence. She was a gifted painter, wrote well, and above all, she showed very early an exceptional proclivity for music. She was remarkable as a pianist and kept a voice of extraordinary color and range. Any one of her gifts would have assured her a successful career, but it was the third, then infinitely more dangerous for women, that she chose to cultivate. Disdaining the interpretation of the music of others, she devoted herself entirely to her own compositions. Wow. In the course of her compositions, she was sympathetic to what was going on politically around her, because there were things going on in Ireland and in Poland that caught her attention, and she wanted to compose some music and tribute to what was going on. So she had two orchestral suites that came out, one in 1882, the other in 1883, that are called Symphonic Poem for Ireland and Symphonic Poem for Poland. And those are coming up next. And this recording features... Here we are, a couple of different asterisks. Someone did this. Okay, here we are. Samuel Friedman conducts the Rhineland Pfalz Philharmonic Orchestra with the music of Augusta Holmes here on WRIU in Kingston. Thank you. Augusta Holmes here on WRIU in Kingston with their symphonic poem, Ireland.
You want me to send you a letter?
Samuel Friedman conducting the Rhineland Pfalz Philharmonic Orchestra here on WRIU in Kingston. As I mentioned, she also composed one for Poland in honor of what was going on in Poland around that same time in sympathy of, it doesn't say specifically in the liner notes here, but a year or so later, she came out with Poland. And we shall hear that next here in WRIU in Kingston. And thank you for supporting Radiothon here on WRIU in Kingston.
Thank you.
Augusta Holmes here on WRIU in Kingston. And the symphonic poem dedicated to Poland. The two symphonic poems that we heard here, Ireland, written in 1882, and Poland, written in 1883, bear witness to her awareness of the political climate in France and elsewhere during the mid to late 19th century. She expresses the anger of oppressed people, the feeling of nostalgia for the old country before foreign conquest, and the burning hope of future independence. As described, and you can look it up further if you want to know more about what was actually going on at that time in European history. But as I mentioned at the beginning, she was described by Camille Saint-Saëns and others as a woman of remarkable talents, beauty, superior intelligence, gifted painter, wrote well, and showed an exceptional proclivity for music, both as a pianist and as a singer. This recording featured Samuel Friedman conducting the Rhineman Pfalz Philharmonic Orchestra. So a little bit of a tie-in to the Irish, because one of the symphonic poems is called Ireland, and she was, in part, of Irish descent. And also, March is Women's History Month, and there is a female composer who made quite a name for herself back then. This recording, by the way, is on the Marco Polo label, which is a part of the Naxos group. Here on WRAU in Kingston. And you are listening to WRAU Kingston 90.3 on the FM dial. And thanks to Tom of Pawtucket, who called in to pledge his support for WRAU Kingston. You can do so also by calling us at 792-9030 or by going online, wru.org. You will see a tab to click on for the Radiothon donation. That will take you over to the URI Foundation site. They're the ones that are helping manage all the financial matters. So when you pledge online by credit card, you don't have to worry about credit card security. They are taking care of all of that to make sure it is a safe, sound, secure way to do it. And if you want to send us a check, well, then you can call us here and we'll take down your information. And we do have prizes, thank you gifts available for your pledge of support. We have tickets to the Music on the Hill Chamber Series, which is held May 28th to June 10th at locations in East Greenwich, Warwick, and Cranston. More information about them is on their website, musiconthehillri.org. We also have tickets for the Museum Concert Series, the Newton Baroque String Quartet Concert coming up on Sunday, April 13th, featuring the music of the Baroque composer Bieber. More information is on their website at museumconcerts.org. You also have one pair of tickets for the spring concert of the Chorus of Westerly, Saturday, May 3rd. They will be doing the Mass in D by Ethel Smith. That takes place at the George Kent Performance Hall in Westerly. More information is on their website at chorusofwesterly.org. And the website will be active 24/7 for the whole week. So if you can't call in right now, no worries. You can go online and pledge that way. And, of course, Ron Marsh will be handling Divertimento on Thursday for another live edition of Radiothon. And we do thank you for your support of classical music and of WRAU in general. because the Student Senate funding does cover the basics as far as utilities and et cetera, but lots of other little things, you know, such as, you know, when WRU Rhody Rams Sports is broadcast and they travel to an away game, that does cost money. The cost of sending a DJ to cover various varsity games is an expense. The cost of replacing equipment such as CD players and microphones is an expense. Even the utilities just for maintaining a phone in the studio, that is an expense, and your pledge of support to Radiothon does help cover all of that. Plus, as we've heard with other venues that also have donation opportunities, it is the chance to help support an organization that you enjoy participating in and hearing the benefits of. And certainly we benefit from the community service of coming in and being able to share all types of music with you, our wonderful listeners here on WRU in Kingston. The website, WRU.org, and the phone number is 792-9030, and toll free 888-303-9748. We thank you for your support. Moving on with the programming, we are in the middle of Lent in the Christian calendar. And every year during Lent, I like to play the music of Giacomo Carissimi. Carissimi lived between 1605 and 1674. And he was actually, when one thinks of Renaissance or early Baroque composers, Monteverdi and Palestrina and others come to mind. Carissimi certainly had some well-known pieces, but probably more people recognize Monteverdi these days. But here's a thought. Did you know that he was offered a position at the court of the Holy Roman Emperor? Was invited to succeed Monteverdi at St. Mark's in Venice. He had to have something going on to have that offered to him. But he wanted to stay in Rome at the German college there. And so he did. And he was commissioned between 1650 and 1660 to compose oratorios for Lent to be performed in church. He composed four oratorios, and three of those survive and are on this Erato CD featuring John Elliott Gardner and the Monteverdi Choir. The first of these is Judicium Extremum, based loosely on the narrative of the Last Judgment as related in the Gospel of Matthew. The passage is traditionally read at Mass on Monday in the first week of Lent. Well, that was a couple of weeks past, but nonetheless, it is choral music, and it acts, if you read the text, it acts as a warning as to what will ensue if the responsibilities of this life are not taken seriously. Of course, that is the whole theme of Lent, leading up to the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The call to examine one's life and change if necessary and live a better life. And numerous oratorios, of course, have that urging. This particular recording features Stephen Varco, bass baritone, as Christ, Stephen Charles was baritone as the prophet, and numerous other soloists, along with His Majesty's Sagbutts and Cornets and the Monteverdi Choir, conducted by John Elliott Gardner. Carissimi Oratorio for Lent is next here on WRU in Kingston.
Thank you. Oh.
Giacomo Carissimi here on WRIU in Kingston with his Lenten Oratorio, Judicium Extremum, text based on the narrative of the Last Judgment as related in the Gospel of St. Matthew, passage usually read at Mass on Monday in the first week of Lent. So this is the first of the three Lenten oratorios on this recording. Carissimi was commissioned to perform four Lenten oratorios between 1650 and 1660, which were performed in Rome, where he was holding forth as maestro at the German college. And three of those four are on this recording, featuring His Majesty's Sagbutts and Cornets, the Monteverdi Choir, and members of the English Baroque Soloists, all conducted by John Elliott Gardner. Lenten Oratorio by Carissimi, here on WRIU in Kingston. And you are listening to WRIU Kingston 90.3 on the FM dial, a broadcast service of the University of Rhode Island, where it is just noontime, 12 o'clock here on WRIU in Kingston. Visit our website at wriu.org. You'll find the link to click on for this year's Radiothon, so you can donate safely and securely by using the website. And of course, that's open, it's available 24/7. So if you can't call in right now because you're on the road or at work or whatever, you can always go online and do it then. Just make sure that you specify which show you're donating to, and of course that it is for Radiothon. And also, you can call us here in the studio. David and myself are standing by. And you may call us locally at 401-792-9030 or toll-free 1-888-303-9748. And we thank you for your support of WRIU. 1 hour to go until 1 o'clock. And we offer concert tickets for those that call in a pledge of support. Music on the Hill Chamber Series taking place in between May 28th and June 10th in East Greenwich, Warwick, and Cranston. You can visit their website at musiconthehillri.org for more information about that. We have tickets for the Museum Concerts event on Sunday, April 13th, where the Newton Baroque String Quartet will be performing the music of the Baroque master Heinrich Ignaz Franz von Bieber. More information about that is on their website at museumconcerts.org. And we have a pair of tickets to the Chorus of Westerly's Spring Concert, the Saturday, May 3rd show. They will be doing Ethel Smith's Mass in D. More information is on their website at chorusofwesley.org. Of course, our website, once again, wriu.org, and our phone number is 792-9030. A couple of other concert listings and things going on during this time of year that you might be interested in. The next concert that Rhode Island Philharmonic is putting on will be on Saturday, April 12th. They'll be doing Saint-Saëns Symphony No. 3, the Organ Symphony. More information is on their website, rifil.org. And United Theater in downtown Wesley has numerous events going on. They just had Pete Best, the original drummer for the Beatles, in concert over the weekend. They've got numerous other things going on, musical events author events, movies. UnitedTheater.org is their website. And Missaquamagup Beach Association has their annual fundraiser, their annual luau fundraiser coming up on April the 4th. More information about that is on their website, missaquamagup.org. Look at the almanac. A couple things going on during this time of year, because it's always interesting to see what happened in history. Well, of course, Thursday just passed, we had the vernal equinox on March 20th, so we are officially into spring. Friday, March 21st, back in 1952, the Moondog Coronation Ball took place in Cleveland, Ohio, and is considered the first rock and roll concert. On Saturday, March 22nd, back in 1894, the very first Stanley Cup championship was played for hockey. March 22nd, 1963, the Beatles' debut album, Please Please Me, was released in the United Kingdom. Sunday, March 23rd, in 1775, Patrick Henry gave a famous speech and address in Virginia, wherein he said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Yesterday, Monday, March 24th, in 1603, Queen Elizabeth I died at age 69. She would be succeeded by King James I. And Sam's come by a visit. If you haven't had a chance to tune in, Sam's Jams is on Friday mornings. So a shout out to Sam while he's right here. How you doing, Sam?
I'm walking, talking, and taking on solid food.
And that's a good thing. Sam Jams, one of many DJs here on WRIU. So whatever music you are listening to, WRIU has a wide variety. Thank you for tuning in. Visit the website at WRIU.org, and you will find the link to donate to this year's Radiothon right there. And you can also call us at 792-9030.
I would just like to add that no matter what your politics are, it does take a village.
Thank you. We also mentioned diversity, inclusion, variety, because the University of Rhode Island embraces so many different things here. Once again, now they'll be chatting in the background, but once again, today is the anniversary of, now here, maybe you heard about this if you ever took labor relations or things like that in school. On this date, March 25th, 1911, a fire broke out at the Triango Shirtwaist Garment Factory in New York City. It killed 146 people and it prompted legal reform, so workers' rights and workplace safety. And on this date, 60 years ago, 1965, Martin Luther King Jr. completed his five-day march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, in support of voting rights for blacks. And a few birthdays during this time of year include William Shatner turning 65, Andrew Lloyd Webber turning 77. In the middle of March Madness, UConn certainly is a name that well heard. Gino Auriemma, the UConn women's basketball coach, turned 71. Yesterday, NFL great Peyton Manning turned 49. And today is the birthday of movie critic Gene Shalit. Elton John is 78. And one of the original feminist activists, Gloria Steinem, turns 91. And that's a look at the almanac, a few things going on during this time of year. Up next, let's see, here we are. Up next, Modern Music Monday segment with John Taverner. Today is March 25th, the Annunciation. Now, as you look at the Christian calendar, you know that Church chose to celebrate the birth of Jesus on December 25th. So 9 months earlier is March 25th, when the angel Gabriel appeared to the Virgin Mary and said, "You will be bearing Messiah." And Mary agreed. So March 25th is when the Annunciation is observed. Numerous composers have done music for that. John Taverner did a setting of that in 1992. John Taverner, a modern English composer with a great spirituality and wonderful to listen to. This comes from his Thunder Entered Her recording and features David Hill conducting the Winchester Cathedral Choir. In a brief mention yesterday, you heard David House playing some Bach, conducted by David Hill, because he does conduct the Bach Orchestra over there. Here he's conducting the Winchester Cathedral Choir. He was in this area a few years ago. He was guest conductor at a course of Wesley concert, and I got to meet him then. Anyway, here is John Taverner and Annunciation here on WRU in Kingston. Yeah. John Tavener here in WRIU in Kingston. Annunciation, based on the gospel account from Luke, when the angel Gabriel appears to Mary and says, "You will bear the Messiah." Numerous composers have set that to music. John Tavener did this version of it in 1992. David Hill conducted the Winchester Cathedral Choir. And today, March 25th, is when the Annunciation is observed. And with tongue-in-cheek, I read this somewhere else. Somebody actually said it first, but I'm just passing it on with tongue planted firm cheek. It's only 9 months until Christmas. Have you started your shopping yet? You know the new catalogs are being printed up soon. On the other hand, hey, a couple of my neighbors, myself included, still have the Christmas wreath up. It's a plastic wreath. It's not dropping needles. It's not presenting any problem. I'll swap it out for an Easter wreath when the time is present, but nonetheless. Modern Music Segment with John Tavener here on WRU in Kingston. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, March 21st was the birthday of Johann Sebastian Bach. We shall hear a little more Bach coming up next. We started off with his Suite Number 2 in B minor. The concluding movement of that is a short Bed in Air. And this recording features Stephen Preston, flute, and Trevor Pinnock conducting the English concert. And then after that, we will go into Bach's Italian Concerto in F, BWV 971, with Trevor Pinnock at the harpsichord. Here on WRU in Kingston. Thank you. Johann Sebastian Bach here on WRIU in Kingston. We heard the Bel Air, the conclusion to the Orchestral Suite Number 2, with Simon Preston, flute, and Trevor Pinnock conducting the English concert. And then we heard Trevor Pinnock on the harpsichord doing the Italian concerto in F, BWV 971. Bach's birthday was on March the 21st, so a birthday tribute to him. Also on, you know, March 19th, St. Joseph Day, a little music for the Italians as well, too. So, Johann Sebastian Bach here on WRIU in Kingston. And you are listening to WRIU Kingston 90.3 on the FM dialer broadcast service of the University of Rhode Island. I'm your Monday host, Alan Lawton, sitting in on Tuesday. Dave and I switched Monday for Tuesday for Radiothon. And because of, well, I told you before about some car trouble issues that sidelined me for a couple of Mondays, but we should be better now. Anyway, I am here, you were there, and it's a good thing. A live DJ playing music. I mean, streaming is great. You can plug in your earbuds and whatever, but having a live voice playing you music that they took time to select and say, I think you'll enjoy hearing this, the continuity of live broadcasts in general, of connecting with somebody. I'm here speaking, knowing that people listening out there, and you're out there listening, knowing you're going to hear something. And with here at WRIU, something interesting about the music as well as just the music itself. So we do thank you for your support of Radiothon going on this week here on WRIU in Kingston. Well, one more piece. This should take us up just about the 1 o'clock hour. And since we played some Irish music earlier, talking about St. Patrick's Day last Monday, this is another piece I would have played last Monday, but I'll play it today because why not? It's Arthur Fiedler conducting the Boston Pops. That's good any time of year. Arthur Fiedler with Boston Pops with Leroy Anderson's The Irish Suite, a melody of Irish favorites. And that is next. Of course, with Arthur Fiedler, you know this is a classic recording from back in the... Well, the CD itself came out in 1989. The Arthur Fiedler recording this, of course, well before, while he was still with the Pops. But anyway, that is next, here on WRIU Kingston, 90.3 FM, and streaming online at WRIU.org. Thank you.
Thank you.
Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra here on WRIU in Kingston with Leroy Anderson's Irish Suite, a classic for sure. Some Irish music for St. Patrick's Day last Monday, which I would have played last Monday, but, you know, things come up. You got to take care of things. But on the other hand, we did well yesterday. David was in doing his show for me yesterday, and I'm in doing it today. And we thank all of you that called in for your pledge of support. David had a fine time answering the phone. We thank all of you for tuning in, pledging your support. Remember, Radiothon is going on all week, and the link on the website is up 24/7 for the whole week until right through the weekend. So you can pledge online at WRIU.org. And you can also, of course, when there is a live DJ in the studio, call in 792-9030 or toll free 888-303-9748. If you are making a pledge by check, then the live DJ can take your information. If you're doing a credit card pledge, then you go online, because we are partnering with the URI Foundation and they are handling all the paperwork for that. So the credit card donations online are very safe and secure. They are taking care of that. And there is a link right on the website. Right when you go on to WRU.org, you will see a link right there. Donate to this year's Radiothon. And it will take you to the Alumni Association's page. And as you fill out the form, make sure that you indicate what show you're donating to and say for WRU Radiothon so that we do indeed get the credit. And thank you so much for calling in with your pledge of support. Thank you for supporting WRIU and all the great variety of music that we have to offer here on WRIU Kingston 90.3 FM. Remember, the website is WRIU.org. And, of course, URI's website is URI.edu, so you can see what's going on here on the URI campus. Thank you for tuning in, one and all. Enjoy the spring. Of course, we're in the spring roller coaster. In the course of the overcast and rainy weather over the weekend, some areas up north actually got a bit of snow. And then now it's sunny again and could be up to 50. Well, we got the roller coaster going on. But indeed, we have spring showing, daffodils up and all that stuff. We thank you for tuning in to WRIU Kingston, 90.3 FM, a broadcast service of the University of Rhode Island. Thank you for tuning in and thank you for being who you are. And thank you for helping keep the love and the joy and the peace moving forward as we all ease our way on down the road. Happy Tuesday is up next. It is Tuesday. It's 1 o'clock. Happy Tuesday. We'll be up next after these messages here on WRIU Kingston 90.3 FM.
From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. The Stegosaurus is known for its unusual features. Rows of large bony plates along its back, spikes on its tail, and a cranium so small that early paleontologists thought there must be another brain hidden elsewhere, like in a nerve bundle at the base of the dinosaur's powerful tail. But it was the purpose of those plates that really baffled scientists. A mystery they've been trying to solve for more than a century. Initially, it was thought the plates were for defense, but they cover only the animal's back, leaving the rest of its body vulnerable. Then it was thought they were used for thermoregulation. The stegosaurs could face them to the morning sun to absorb its heat, and later face them into the wind to cool down. But subsequent fossil finds didn't show enough blood vessels in the plates for this to be likely. The current hypothesis is that they were used to attract mates. Fossils suggest that Stegosaurus plates were attached to their skin, meaning the dinosaur may have been able to move them. The plates could have flopped and waggled when the animal walked. Some paleontologists think they may have been brightly colored. Other stegosaurs might have found these features very attractive, much like modern bird plumage. Or perhaps different plate shapes and sizes were just used by the different stegosaur species to tell one another apart. Perhaps we may never know. And with a brain that small, the stegosaur may not have either. I'm Scott Tinker.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more Earth Date stories at earthdate.org.
From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. Campi Flegre in Italian means fiery fields. That may not sound like a place you'd want to live, but 360,000 Italians do. Italy is the only country in Europe with active volcanoes on land. The fiery fields, just west of Naples, are actually a caldera, the depression left when a volcano erupts and collapses. At the center of the caldera is Pozzuoli Bay. The coast around it has been densely populated for many centuries. The volcano has had two major eruptions in the distant past, much larger than the well-known Vesuvius, and smaller ones more recently. Every day, residents get geologic signals that they might be tempting fate. Gas bubbles up in the waters of the bay. The land rapidly rises and sinks in response to shifting magma beneath. In the last 50 years, some areas have risen more than 10 feet. Roads and buildings that once disappeared underwater sometimes emerge again, including Roman ruins. And there are frequent small earthquakes. These and other signs of volcanism are monitored closely by the Italian government. If it looked like the fiery fields were about to get fiery again, 500,000 people would quickly evacuate, following a well-established plan. Why do they stay? Because it's home, and has been for generations. Because of the sea, the sun, and some of the best food in Italy. In a setting that would get any geologist fired up. I'm Scott Tinker.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at EarthX.